Okay, we're up to Zayin Amud Beis, the top. Ovid Rav Mori Uvda Ad Shisin Bati. We said before that if there's a Zohar within hearing area, then we're told that the chicken laid a fertilized egg, and that only happens in the daytime, not at night. So if you were Bodek before Yontif, you didn't find an egg, and you find one before morning, we assume that it came out in the daytime, went back in, or came out mostly, and it was already laid, considered laid before Yontif. So Rav Mori paskened in a case like that, where you checked before, and there was a Zohar 60 houses away, and he still was somech on the Zohar that the egg had to be laid in the daytime, and it was matur on Yontif. The Ika Nahara lo Avra. However, if there's a river that separates between the rooster and the chicken, then the rooster's not going to go over the river. The Ika Mivra Avra. If there's a bridge, then we still assume that it's a fertilized egg. The Ika Metzra lo Avra. Right? If there's a Metzra is a string bridge, Rashi explains. The rooster's not going to go over. Havi uvda va'ovra metzra. But there was a maisa where Taka, the rooster, went over this rope bridge, Rashi. Uvda, the bodek me'er v'yontif, he passed in the following case, where he checked erev yontif in the lo matzah, he didn't find any eggs. V'hishkim, and before Alosa Shachar, he found an egg. So the Chara was born at night. Umatsa, Veloha Yatarnigol Zohar, Achishim Batim. And there wasn't, and now if there weren't any roosters around, we'd assume it was born at night because it's Safna Diara. And a Safna Diara, an unfertilized egg, can be born at night. But there was a rooster 60 houses away. The Soma of Rav Mori, Alatarnigol, Vihitul Sabeya. And since it was a rooster, right? Chickens don't lay unfertilized eggs if there's roosters within hearing distance. And here, 60 houses away, considered hearing distance, and he was told it in the rooster, and then the egg couldn't have been laid at night, had to be laid in the daytime, and Mamela, he was matering. Mivra Gesher, if there's a bridge, then the rooster can cross the bridge. Metzra, Chevel, Kosher, Barashishte, you say those? You have a rope that's tied from a peg on one side of the river to a peg on the other side. Achas tkuv v'svas hanor mizeh, v'achas tkuv v'svas hanor mizeh. The eitz kotzer mutl rochav hanar. And you have a very thin board from one side of the river to the other. V'ovrin bo b'dochek al yidei she'olzim b'chevel v'ovrin. And you can't walk on this board by itself. You need to hold on to the string. So a rooster can't do that. So it won't cross the river on this kind of rope bridge. Okay, let's go on. The Mayo Kimta, B'desafna Me'ara. Right? We're talking now where the chicken can be laid, what's it called, where the egg can be laid at night when it's an unfertilized egg. Okay? Rashi, B'mayo Kimta, L'Reb Yossi, Reb Shol, that it's Osir. With an egg that, what's it called, that could be laid at night, and therefore if you checked Erev Yontif and there was no egg, and you checked again before Alos HaShachar and there was an egg, it's awesome. Because an unfertilized egg can be born at night. So, my Yireh Bodak, Kilo Bodak Nomi. Even if you didn't check before, it should be awesome. At least Misofik. You don't know if it was born at night or born in the daytime. Where it says, Kilo Bodak Ema Me'esvel Havi. No, if you didn't check, then you could be told that it was from the day before. Tosa says, the Chorus of Dover Sheish L'Matirin. Why should you be told? It's a Sothic. So it says, because even Safna Diara eggs, most of them are born in the daytime. Even though they could be born at night. Ihochi Ki Bodak Nami. Even if you check, right, then why should it be Osir? Maybe, what's it called, it was laid mostly and then went back in. And it was already laid, considered laid in the daytime. No, that's not, we're not told it that it was laid mostly and went back in. That's something that doesn't normally happen. and you don't put that into the suffix. V'om Rav Yosef ben Shol Amar Rav. Another thing, since Rav Yosef Rav Shol, we had him before, yeah? No. Yeah. Hai Tuma Shchika, if you have a garlic that is, ground up garlic, Sakanti Ligluya, just like a snake can drink and leave its poison in uncovered liquids, so too in ground-up garlic. So ground-up garlic would also be Osir Mishum Gilu if you left it open in a place where a snake could get to it. Rashi. The Mayo Kimtla Rabbi Yosef Reb Shol, that the egg is Osir, if you checked Erev Yontif and there was no egg, and you checked before Alos HaShachar and there was an egg, right, that's when there's no roosters around. Then it can lay an egg at night. So then it's Osir. Versus Ema Meyasmahavi, the Kivin the Ruba Biyamama Yaldan, Elo Bothered Talinim Biyamama. Right? So versus, and what do you have to check? Even if you didn't check, it should be Osir. So versus, no, if you checked, right, and there was, you didn't check, then we can say that maybe the egg was already there from the daytime. Because most eggs, even the ones that are Safna Meyara, are laid in the daytime. The Rabbi Yochanan Oshricha, Hilka Bedika Zacher, Kivin the Kimlon, the Ena Yoledis Belaila, Talinim Krab Yochanan. Right, Rabbi Yochanan is lo shriach. So when there's a zohar and eggs aren't laid in the night, only in the daytime, then we say mistama. What happened was, which was something lo shriach, because it's more lo shriach to have a, or it's impossible for an egg to be laid at night. Avo b'desaf le'me'ara, right, lele b'leila shriachat tvei miyatsaruba. But by saf le'me'ara, it's more shriach to be born at night, late at night, than to be laid mostly, go back in or whatever during the daytime. Tuma shchika shumim shchukim. Garlic that's ground up. Legluya hanocha shosimenu in motzo megulo matul bo eris. Hanocha shall eat from this and leave his poison, and therefore you can't eat garlic that was left uncovered in a place where you can't eat things, drink things that are left uncovered. Okay, with his snakes. Okay, Beshamai Omrim Sor B'Kazayas, what's it called? Beshamai says that the shear of Seor is like yeast. It's hardened chametz that you can't really eat. It's edible, but you don't eat it. You use it to make other doughs chametz.
Sourdough.
And chametz is edible chametz. So the shear of Seor is a Kazayas. And the shear of chametz is a kosevis. And Beisol says they're both a kazayis. My tamayu de Beishamai. Why does Beishamai hold this different shiurim? Im kein lift over achmona chametz velo boy sor. Let it just say chametz, and it doesn't have to say sor. Va'ano aminu ma chametz she'en chimutz al kosher bekazayis chametz, which isn't such a hard chametz, right? It doesn't make other things chametz. And its shear is kazayis. Sor she'chimutz al kosher lo kol she'kein. Surely, Seor is a Kazayis, so why did it have to mention Seor altogether? Seor, the cause of Rachman Lomali, Lomar Lachosh, Yiro Shoseh, Lokesh Yiro Shoseh. The fact that it mentioned Seor specifically, and we didn't learn it from a Kal V'chomer, from Chametz, is to tell me that there's two different shiurim. Chametz is one shear, and Seor a different shear. And once you know that it's a different shear, it's not a Kazayis, so Rashi says, Halach L'mosh Misinai, that it's a Koseves. And Tulsa says, once we know it's not a Kazayis, so we set it up on something that there's a shear by Yom Kippur, Kosevis, so we say that's the shear. Ubeisilu, what does Beisilu do? Why don't they taka learn from the fact that it had a mention Saor, that it's a different shear? Tzrichi, no, you need Saor and Chametz. You wouldn't learn one from the other. Dikos of Rachman is Saor, Havi Amin Amishum Dechimut Okosh. If it only said Saor, I would say only Saor is Osir, because it's really strong Chametz. Aval chametz de ein chimutz al kasha imalo. I would think it's not chayim bechlal. Tzricha, right? That's why you need chametz. You can't just say seor. The ikos of rachmana chametz, that only said chametz, mishum de roi lachila. Chametz is edible. Aval seor she ein roi lachila. Seor is not readily edible. So I might think you're not chayim on seor altogether. Imalo, tzricha. That's why you need both of them. But not to tell me that the shear is different. The shear is the same. But you need to mention both of them because you wouldn't learn one from the other. And why does Beis Shammai hold you would? So the overall machlokus over here, we'll see, is only by bir chametz. By achilas chametz, everybody holds its kazayis. The question is, do you learn bir from achila? And the mafarish, the machlokus is like this. What is the reason for bir chametz? Why do you have to get rid of the chametz? So you won't come to eat it. That's the svara of the Torah. Torah was afraid, since you eat chametz all the time, if you don't get rid of it, you'll eat it on Pesach too, because you'll forget. So bir chametz is because of eating, then it has the same shear as eating. Or no, bir chametz is gzeres hakosav. It has nothing to do with the fact you come to eat it. It's a separate issur. The Shammai holds a separate issur completely. And therefore, when it comes to bir chametz, right, the eating is not the fact that it's edible is not at all a factor. So he doesn't learn like they say, you need sor and chametz, because if it only said chametz, I'd say since it's edible, that's why it's usher. Right? But Beishil holds, no, the reason for beer is because you may come to eat it. So then it's relevant that the fact that it's edible is more of a reason there should be beer than something that's not edible. Okay. Beishami less lehut rabzeira, right? And Beishami does not hold the rabzeira. The om rabzeira pasach hakosu b'sor. The siyim bechametz lomer chol zehu sor v'zeh chametz. In the same pasuk, the Torah starts lo yeroa lechos sor, right? It says by achila, right? That you shouldn't eat pasach hakosu b'sor sor lo yimotzev v'teichem. The siyim bechametz ki kol ochel machmetzes. It should have said Sor. Why mention Machmetz as Chometz? Right? Started to ask you on Shoy Mazarosso. Right? Should say the same thing that we started with. Elamai comes to tell me they're the same thing. Chometz and Sor have the same din. That's what Reb Zera says. So doesn't Beishamai hold like that? One pasuk uses Sor and Chometz interchangeably to tell me they're the same thing.
Machmetz means
Chometz, right? Chometz. Should have said Sor. Right, machmetzes is chametz. So Mara says, le'inyan achila kuli amalo plige. When it comes to eating, everybody agrees that sor and chametz are the same, and they're both the kazayis. Ki plige le'inyan beer. The machlokus is only legabe beer chametz. How much chametz do you have to be chayiv in beer? They still hold a kazayis, and Beishamai says a kosevis. Beishamai savri lo yalfin and beer me'achila. And like we explained, because Beishamai holds the chiyuv of beer has nothing to do with that you may come to eat it. It's a separate gzeres hakosu. So you don't learn the chiyuv of beer from the chiyuv of achila. Achila is b'kazayis, beer is b'kosevis. Ubeishil savri yalfin and beer me'achila. And Beishil holds you do learn beer from achila. Okay. Itmar nami om Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina machlokes linyin beer. Avlinyin achila divrei akol zeves b'kazayis. Tanya nami hachi. Below Yiroel Chosor Chometz, below Yiroel Chosor, Zehu Machlokas Shebein Beishamai Beishilol, Shebeishamai Mormisor Bekazayis, Bechametz Bekoseves, Ubevishil Omrim Zeves Bekazayis. But it's only on the pasuk of Balyuroel and Balyimotze, Beer, not on Achila. Achila, everybody holds that the Isser Chometz Bachila is a Kazayis. Rashi. Im kein de chad shiro le tarvayu, shiro shal ze lohochi lo yolev sor mi chomitz, mishum de chomitz bikoseves, de lo tema dayo lovum nadin lios kenodum, u soor nomi bikoseves. That's why you can't learn one from the other. If you learn from the other, you'd say that just like soor is bikoseves, right, what's it called, chomitz is also. Lohochi kasi behedya le shiure, b'shiure zuta b'shiure rava. That's why the Torah said both of them shouldn't learn one from the other because they're two different shiurim. Well, the hachi naket kosevis, why dafka kosevis, other shear. If it's not a kazayis, maybe it's a kabeya. Maybe it's some other shear. The bahachi have a yisuve daita, kind of a forish time of the yuma, right? Because once, like the Tosa said, once we know it's not a kazayis, so we have a shear that we know something else by Yom Kippur. Inam yishur and halach l'moshe sinai. Once the Torah is meramis that it's not a kazayis, there's a halach l'moshe sinai, it's a kosevis. Tosu says it's Allah Mishina, what do you need the pasuk? Less lo the Reb Zera vitmiyav akra behed yaksiv. Reb Zera says that the fact that the one pasuk used Saor and Chametz interchangeably, they're the same thing. And Reb Beishami doesn't hold to that. Pasuk hakosu b'Saor, Saor lo yimotzu v'teichem, The shiim bechomitz ki kol ochel machmetzes. The maybe this is not the right gear. So yud is hu gal pe marsho. Okay. V'havi le'mitav ki kol ocher saor. To ask your own children as a rosso, right? Same pasuk talking about the same thing. Say saor. The fact that it used machmetzes is to tell me that the chometz and saor are the same thing. Zeh saor, because zeh kein zeh, the same halacha. So Rashi says no. Linyan halacha, linyan achila kuli amalo pligin. The afilu beishamei moldu the chometz chayi bekezayis. Kisaor ba'achiloso k'rab zera. Aval the beer the beishamei lo hushvu. Beer is different. There saor and chometz are different. By beer, it's where it said both chametz and saor. So lo yafinu lememer ki hetu de bachila hishva kosav achilas chametz lebeer saor af lebeuro hishvulo. We don't say that we learn a beer from achila. Just like by achila they're equal, by beer also. No, beer is different than achila. The midyitzrich lemitavinu yeshchilik b'shiurim. Tami no mihachid of beer who the pligiv lo bachila. The Bryce that says Mefarish the Machlokas is only by beer and not by achila. Okay. Hashochet chayiv va'ot v'yontif. Hashochet mashma b'di'evet only. V'chatchila lo. Right. Only if you did shech, Beishamai says you could cover the blood. And Beisilo says you shouldn't shech unless you have offer already muchan to cover it. You can't dig to cover it. So what's it called? Ema seifa, look at the seifa. Beisilul omrim lo yishchot, mechlal dit kanat kama sover yishchot. Beisilul is the one who says, don't shecht unless you have something prepared. Mashrim Beishamai says, you're allowed to shecht lechatchila and dig up the earth and cover it. So it says, holokasha, lo yishchot v'yechasek omar. What it means is, don't shecht lechatchila, what's it called, unless you have something prepared. But if you shecht it, then Beishamai says you can cover it, and Beisil holds you shouldn't shecht, and you can't cover it even if you shecht it. One second, right? Ema seifa. So Mar says, look at the seifa. We'll see, you can't say that. Umoldim shim shochat shiachbar bedekar v'yachasa. Right? If you did shecht, even Beisilul's moda, that now you can cover it. Right? L'chatchila you shouldn't shecht. But if you did, you can cover it. Nichlau d'reish olav d'yevetu. That means that Beishamai holds that even l'chatchila you can shecht. Not that if you shecht, then you can cover it. So Omar Rabba, hachi komar. So Rabba explained, this is what it means. Hashochit. If somebody came who wants to shecht, shebol limloch, and he comes and asks, can I shecht on yontif? That's what hashochit means. Somebody who wants to shecht, and he comes to ask, Ketzot, Omer lo, what do you tell him? So we tell him, Beishamai, Omer lo, Shchot, V'chapor, V'chasei. Beishamai will tell him, shecht, and cover it. And what's it called? And dig and cover. U'beisilul Omerim lo yishchot. And Beisilul will say to him, don't shecht, Elin kein, hoy lo offer muchan b'vod yom. Unless you have a ready, prepared offer, don't shecht. That's what Hashochit means. Hashochit doesn't mean somebody who already shechted b'di'evet. It means Hashochit, somebody who wants to shecht, this is the machlok, is what we tell him. Rav Yosef Omar, Hochi Komar. Hashochit shebol lihimolech, Hashochit, somebody, again, somebody similar to the rabbi, somebody who comes to ask us a shayla, can he shecht? Ketzer omer lo, Beishamai omer lo lech hafor shchot v'chasei, Beishamai will tell him, go and dig first, before you shecht. And then, after you shecht, cover the blood. Beisul says, no, you can't shecht unless you have offer already prepared from before. Omer le abayler of Yosef, lema mar v'rava b'drav zera, omer rav komif legus. Maybe you and Rav Yosef are arguing, right? What do we tell him in Beishamai? Right? According to Rabba, we tell him, shecht, and then dig and cover your blood. And according to Rav Yosef, we tell him, dig the earth, then shecht and cover it. So according to Rabba, we tell him to shecht first, and then dig the earth. According to Rav Yosef, we tell him to dig the earth first and then shecht. So they're arguing in what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav. What's that? Om Rav Zeira Marav. Hatsoche tzor sheet in offer lamato va offer lamala. Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav that it's not enough just to cover the blood with earth on top. You have to cover it with earth top and bottom. So first you have to prepare earth on the bottom before you shech. Then the blood goes on that earth, and then you cover it with other earth. You have a sandwich of earth around blood. Okay? Shenamar, where do you know that from? V'shofach esdomo v'chiso ba'offer. Offer, lo nev, doesn't it? It should have said v'chiso, offer. Cover it with offer. V'chiso bi'offer means that you're covering it with offer on both sides. Lo nemer en la bi'offer, malamit shashoche tzorach shitin offer lamatav offer lamalav. Demar is later Zera, therefore we tell him dig and then shech and then cover, because first you have to dig earth to put on the bottom. And Rabba says no. What's it called? First shech, and then you can dig and just cover on the top. Rabba less later Zera. Omer lay, Sir Yosef said no. Bain le didi, bain le Rabba, Islam Reb Zera. We both hold Reb Zera. V'hocha v'hocha mifleginon. I'll tell you what we're arguing about. Rabba sovar iik offer lamata in ilolo. If you already have offer prepared for the bottom, then you can shech. Why? Chayshina dilma mamlich lo shochit. Because if we tell you to go dig offer first and then shech, maybe you'll change your mind. You won't shech and you'll have ended up digging for no purpose. So first we want to make sure you have offer prepared. Then if you shecht it already, you can dig to cover over the blood because you already shecht it. But before you shech, we don't want you digging because you may change your mind and not shech. Well, the DD, right? Ho'adifa. No, we tell you go dig to begin with. Why? The Elo Shoris lay, because if we don't tell you to dig to begin with, right? You won't shech and you won't eat and you won't have Simchas Yantav. So we want you, the Chatchila, to go and dig and shech. That's what Beisham holds. Rashi. Hashochet di'evet di'ishochet mashma. Shochet means if you shecht it. It's not mashma that go shecht. Aval lechatchila lo shori le beishami lishvam. It's mashma that beishami also holds. Lechatchila you can't shecht if you don't have offer prepared, like beishivu. But di'evet, if you shecht it, you can go dig. Elim ken yesh lo offer muchen tichua. Mechlal tanakama sovra yishcho. Bit miyo. Tanakama holds that you could shecht. Well, Hashochet Tomer. The Maaseh says Hashochet b'di'evit. Holo kasha. Lo yishchot de'beis Hillel akisi lechudei k'mahadri. Lo yishchot means you can't be mechasa. And the kisui is the end of the shechita. That there's a shechita that holds that you don't make a bracha on kisui adam till you finish the kisui. Afterwards. Even though normally you make a bracha before you do something. But the kisui is not a mitzvah by itself. It's the end of the shechita. When you shech the bird, so the end mice of the shechita is covering the blood. So it's all one mice, so you don't make a bracha in the middle. You can't make it before, because you make it before the shechita, you make a bracha on the shechita. So you make it after you cover the blood, you make the bracha. And others hold no, separate thing, and you make the bracha before your mechasa of the da. And that's how we do it.
Why are there two brachas?
What?
Why are there two brachas?
There's two separate parts of the shechita, two different things. Each one's a mitzvah by itself, but it's a long process. The Hachikomer, lo yigmer maisa shchita dahainu akisi. Don't finish the maisa shchita, which is the kisui. Right? Hashochet means bidiyevid, if you shecht it, don't finish with the kisui. Lo yishchot v'yechas, afo b'sheshochet lo yigmer. Even though you shecht it, don't finish off the shchita. Hashochet shebolim, lo, so the Gemara says, no, what it means is, not hashochet bidiyevid. Hashochet, somebody wants to shecht and comes to ask a shayla, what do we tell him? So Beishami says we tell him this, and Beishil says we tell him this. Afal gav da hashochet di alma di'evit, even though normally when it says hashochet, it means b'di'evit, al korcha chocha lechatchila. Here, because of the diuk of the sefer, it has to mean in Beishami lechatchila. So we have to learn it differently. Hashochet means somebody who comes to ask the shayla, can he shech? Hashochet shebol lishchot. Ubol limlechlonu ma yaseh, person who wants to shech, and he comes to ask, what does he do? Im yishchot im lav. He has nothing prepared to cover the dam. So Veshami Omri, we tell him, go Shech. Rav Yosef Omri, Lekamei Meforish Maiko Mitzvagei. The Gemara is going to explain what they argue. Rabba of Rav Yosef, Aliva de Veshami. Ba'ofer, Mash Meshu, Nivlo the Tomun Ba'ofer. Ba'ofer means the blood is mixed in, top and bottom, with offer. Kodem HaKisu. The Kiso offer, Havi Mashu, Lo Kofi de la Kisu. The Kiso offer would mean cover it with offer. But Ba'ofer means cover it in the offer. Islander of Zeru, but in an offer Lamata. Bahaki Kama Rabba, im Yecholin Lomerlo Shchot Miyad, Shieshlo Kvar offer Lamata Sharinle. Rabba holds that the initial offer that's on the bottom, you have to have prepared already before Yantiv. Even according to Veshamai. We only tell him to Shech if he has offer on the bottom prepared. Offer on the top, he can take. Avalim Anu Tzrichim Lomerlo Chafor Tchila Lo Natirlo. We don't let him dig offer to put down first that knot, even according to Veshami. Tilma la'achar chafira mamlich lo shochit nimtze shechofer b'china. Because we're afraid that after he digs, right, he'll change his mind about shechita and he ended up digging for nothing. And Rav Yosef holds no, ha'adifa. Better we should let him dig, even if in the end he'll change his mind. But if we don't let him dig, he'll decide not to shech. And then he won't have Simchas Yanta. Right? How deep it looks, Sigzer Hachi, because Lamaisa, he'll be Monei himself from Simchas Yanta. Omer of Zika, Omer of Yehuda. But who she is, will Decker notes, Umodim, Shim Shochat, Shiachbar, Bedecker, Vichasa. Everybody agrees that if you already shechted, then you can dig with a spade and cover the blood. Omer of Zrika, Omer of Yehuda, who she is lo deker notch about Yom. It's only if it was Muchan from, you had the spade already in the ground, so you had in mind to use this offer before Yontif for covering. Otherwise, Muktzah. But you already set it aside for covering. Where it says, V'ha'ovit Ketisha, Lamaisa, it's hard ground, the Gemara thinks, and you're grinding it up, and grinding is a malacha. Right, and even though grinding is only begedule karka, Rabbi Kiveger says that earth is also begedule karka, because what do they grind in the Mishkan? The samamani, and some of the samamani were minerals, so that's also considered begedule karka legabe Shabbos. Omer of Chia Barashi, Omer Rav, ba'ofer tichuach. No, it's talking where you have already what's it called soft earth, so you don't have to grind it up. You can cover with it. You have sand. Doesn't have to be ground. So you can cover with it without grinding it. Mar says, V'haka avid gumma. Lamaisa, you're making a hole. And that's binyan. Kid rababa. Dom rababa. Chofer gumma b'shabas. Ve'no tzorecha. La'afara patr aleha. If you dig a hole and you don't only need the earth, you don't need the hole like over here, so you're patr. Rashi says you're patr because of mekalka. Rashi. Rashi before. V'haka avid ketisha. Rav Yehuda parech. The Omar Vahushiyeshal Deker notes, going from Yehuda, that if you have a spade in the ground, and you were making the offer from before, even though you didn't dig it yet, it's okay. Alma the time of the Masnissan, Lamishim Dasi Essay, the Vechisa be offer, Tichiso be offer, the Dochis Losa Se Komalacha, and Lamishim the Kvar Chofer Vaomedu. It's talking because it's already dug. You have the spade in the ground. Vahaka Avik Kadisha, the Maisa, you have to grind up the earth, to cover. It's talking about hard earth. Shadayin regovim dubakimeh. They're clumps of earth, and they're not fit for covering the blood. Ve'enam ruv l'kisui, elin ken kocha, unless you grind them. The kotesh told in the tochin who, umalachi, it's a malacha. So how can you be over in the malacha? Right? So where it says, no, it's talking we don't need to do that. V'ha'ka'avid guma, it's talking where it's already sand. Ah, you're making a hole, v'chai mishum binyan, digging a hole when you only need the earth, it's a makalkel, because the hole itself is a kilkel. You don't need it. Right? So it's makalkel. It's only us from the Rabbanan, and because of Simchas Yomtiv, they were matarit. And Tosus learns that it's mlachashen tzirich legufa. Right. If you dig a hole and you only need the offer, it's Melachashin Srich Legufa, which is also in the Rabbanan, according to Reb Shimon, right? It's not Mutter L'chatchila, But Mishum Simchas Yonta, same thing, they were matur. Just like Rashi holds, the Kalkal was mutter Mishum Simchas Yonta. Tosus holds Melacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is also mutter Mishum Simchas Yonta.